What about that application for birth certificate? You know, you just, the mother is laying there going, oh, man, my God, am I glad that labor's over. That was horrible. Oh, and a nurse walks in and says, well, here, sign this, ma'am. You have a beautiful son, and, you know, here's the application for the birth certificate and stuff. Oh, yeah, and what do? You just, you know, they're half in la-la land. They're just so happy that labor's over, and they're done with that 9 months of struggling, you know, all the weight and everything. But they sign, and they don't even look at it. It's put before them, and they're told they're supposed to sign it, and they do. But there's one little word that's down there by that signature line, and that word is informant. Now, why on God's green earth would the word informant be on an application for a birth certificate? From a logic standpoint, informant, that sounds like something having to do with criminal matters or something, doesn't
yeah.
it? Well, the mother's informing the government that there's another child that can be used. Oh, goodness. Gee, do we know about that? Is the mother told about that? Well, you are informant. You're letting the government know so that they can start making money on this kid from the moment of birth. Wow.
What happens if you decline to sign the birth application for birth certificate?
David?
Yes?
Ranger Ron from Maryland. Let me answer that, because that just happened to me here about a year ago.
Oh,
my daughter-in-law was laying in the bed. Nurse came in and said, here, sign this. She said, no, my father-in-law already told me about this. I'm not signing any of this stuff. And she said to the nurse, says to her, if you don't sign this, you are not going out of here with your child. She says, oh, really? She reached over, got the phone, picked it up, dialed the number, says, hey, Dad, you know what this nurse over here, well, she said, you know what this bitch over here is trying to do? She's trying to steal your grandson. I said, oh, really? I went down to that house, I walked in there, and I said, point blank, which one of you clowns is in charge here? And the doctor said, please lower your voice. I said, I'm not lowering nothing. I said, who here wants to get charged for kidnapping my grandson? Well, I tell you what, all hell broke loose at that time, and everybody was listening to what I had to say. And they finally said, okay, no problem. I said, that's right, no problem. And I said, Patty, don't you sign a damn thing.
Very good.
Good for you.
Very good.
Okay, so there weren't any repercussions other than they got all upset and been out of
control. Oh, they tried.
They threatened you.
They tried.
Right. Well, and I believe that, I don't know if this is true or not, I believe I've heard that the hospitals get paid for those birth certificates. Is that correct?
$4,000.
$4,000?
Yeah, for each one.
Really?
And just like the car dealers get $2,500 for each power of attorney.
So the hospital got nothing on that one?
I would say nothing. I don't know what happened.
Well, yeah.
She was ready to come out of the hospital, so let's go.
Yeah, and of course you made another good point, and this is what always happens. Unless you know how to stand up to them, you know, they will bully you, which is, and I'm sure the nurse, well, I'm not sure. My guess is the nurse didn't know. She was just doing what she was told and telling.
Exactly right. Only the doctors know what's going on, and the administrative people, they know what's going on.
Do the doctors know?
Sure they do.
Well,
it's because thieves in there.
That's interesting.
What state was that in?
Maryland.
Maryland, okay. Thank you. Very, very interesting.
Maryland is the most corrupt state next to Massachusetts in the country.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot in contention for that, here to tell you.
There are probably some others that would contend with you in that regard. No doubt you have reason to believe that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's plenty of contestants in there for that wonderful honor.